traffic snarls to last 5 years. Railway projects, vehicle boom, battle for space. The transport ministry is warning Bangkok residents to brace for what could be 5 years of extraordinary traffic congestion. The addition of more than 1 million new cars as part of the first car buyer scheme, coupled with less road space during the onset of several new electric railway projects, could make Bangkok commutes even more miserable. The construction of 5 new railway projects will begin between this month and September. The construction sites will compete for road space with an increasing number of vehicles. Rather than encouraging motorists to buy new cars, as the government has done under the first-time buyer scheme, the government now plans to come up with measures to reduce the number of private vehicles. It is possible the government will start charging motorists for using roads in inner Bangkok. The Jorsaw 100 FM radio station, which broadcasts city traffic reports, said unusual traffic congestion has been noticed outside of rush hour periods since late last year. By December 29th last year, 1,194,000 first-time car buyers had registered for tax rebates from the government under the new scheme, according to the Excise Department. The department said the number of new cars may have reached 1.3 million by last night's deadline for internet applications. Bangkok can accommodate 1.6 million vehicles, but last year there were more than 7 million registered vehicles in the city, according to the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration. Extreme road congestion is expected to last until at least 2017. Pahayuan Road, where the dark green line will be built, is likely to be among the most congested routes. Gridlocks have been experienced by many motorists on sections of Petkasem and Chalansanitwong roads, where sections of the 27-kilometer blue line connecting Bangse, Tapra, and Bangkat are being built. The average speed for rush hour traffic is now around 16.5 kilometers per hour inbound and 23.5 kilometers per hour outbound. This is likely to grow worse in the near future. Critics have blamed the government for using taxpayers' money for unproductive goals and say the amount lost in tax rebates would be better used to build more public transport, such as high-speed railway. Estimates are that 78 billion baht would probably be sufficient to build a high-speed train running from Bangkok to Rayong, and would certainly be more than enough for the distance to Pattaya.